Hello, nerds. This is Jesse from Rock Sugar, and you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network. Keep it right here.
Execute Order 66.
Commander Kirby, the time has come. Execute Order 66.
The Emperor screwed us, folks. Hello and welcome to episode 66 of Palka, brought to you by the Geekcast Radio Network. I'm, of course, one of your hosts, TFG, and Mike. Joining me, as always, is Pecan Court Michael. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. Today is the 66th day of summer, and that means that we get back to the Phineas and Ferb review show here on the Geekcast Radio Network, the podcast organization without a cool acronym. Tonight we only have one full cartoon episode, so two 11-minute cartoons. Try Stone Area and Doof Dynasty. Now, I remember this like it was yesterday during the airing of these episodes. Sadly, it's not how Disney Plus has them, which I don't know why Disney... Anyway. But Disney Plus has them out of order. But anyway, that's why we're running them this way, because I'm watching on Disney Plus. Back when these first aired, Tristone Area, Doof Dynasty, Excaliferb, and Phineas and Ferb, and the Temple of Watchadoon were all like this big two-night premiere kind of thing back in the day when they aired.
Yeah,
they all aired on originally on Disney XD on January 16th of 2012. So, it's very, very cool. But tonight, my favorite of the entire series, I'm just going to say it right now, favorite of the entire series because it's so silly, is Tristone Area.
Meet Finnabong, Wakatuka.
May Isabellic, Gerben de Marca Wa.
Ooh, a wa.
Magog.
May Boofdard and Baljug.
Wakatuka.
Boofguard.
It's the Stone Age, and Phineas and Finnabunk and Gerb are cavemen who decide to invent something new, fun, and useful. The wheel. Meanwhile, Dr. Doofengunk attempts to make his digs more upscale by using the precursor to the Innator device, a plain old stick.
The Stickinator.
Yes. Dun dun dun. And
it's a stick tied to a stick.
Yeah. The reason why I love this episode, you know, we've talked about so far about season three kind of breaking the mold of everything. And it breaks the mold, but it also keeps up with the mold, because it isn't until the very end that Ferb says, should we tell them about our new language? Yeah, we probably should at some point. Or whatever, because they're talking in cave talk through the whole thing. And throughout the whole thing, you have Dan and Swampy come in like this photo animation thing, live action look at what they're doing. I love the whole way that they did this. And I love that the song did not come in until the end. I thought that was so cool.
Right. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So they're just going to be talking in cave talk?
Yeah, and I think Doofenshmirtz is just going to grunt.
Well, how are people going to know what's going on?
Well, periodically, we'll just cut to you and me explaining it just like this, in this sort of photo animation.
Why don't we just film it, live action?
Nah, it's not in the budget.
Yeah.
What are we missing? The song!
Yeah. Zupa Dea, Zupa Dea. Please, stop dancing.
it eventually became Gitchy Gitchy Goo, which
obviously.
I really appreciated. I really like that.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. 27,000 years BC.
Yep. Hey, we saw...
I like the...
Gunk or Krunk or whatever his name is.
Conk?
Him. The caveman. Yeah.
It's another John DiMaggio.
Yep.
Guest appearance there. It's like, oh, Conk said something, and now I kind of get the voice. I like that it opened up with a Monty Python and the Holy Grail reference. Mm-hmm. Not really, but you know, in this episode, knee means no. Yeah. So he was looking at potential plans for the day, going, no, no, no. And it made me giggle because it was like,
the Knights of Knee.
We are the knights. We are the knights who say knee. Yeah. Knee. Yep. All right. I don't know. I thought it was funny. He's like, knee. 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 As we cower in fear. But yeah, like you said, the photo animated part, that's my favorite thing. That might be my favorite thing for the whole season, really.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, you get to see their studio. You get to see all their stuff and the Perry toy where he's like a log. They literally have that on their credenza. It's just a lot of fun. You know, and you get to see the creators, and you know, you get to see that Povenmire actually sounds like Doofenshmirtz, even when he's not trying to do Doofenshmirtz, it just comes out that way. It's just funny. It's just too bad that live action wasn't in the budget. That's was a joke.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. I'm sorry. I'm looking at a couple of the allusions on the Wikipedia. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I was reading the Wikipedia.
I was not reading it. I was trying to scroll down, and I'm trying my best not to cough on air.
Unga bunga bajunga bagugu gugu dua.
Ah, RGR.
So the reason why I was looking through the wiki and not paying attention to a thing Michael was saying is because I don't know.
You're always told you're not paying attention to.
Well, I don't know if this is reaching on the Phineas and Ferb's wiki part, but the word Tuukka comes from the name of NHL hockey goaltender Tuukka Rask from the Boston Bruins.
How?
I don't honestly. Know. I don't know, but I'm glad
the wiki's like, search your feelings. You know it to be true. That's right. Like, I don't know that. I don't believe that at all. That's impossible.
It's impossible. It's implausible.
It's implausible. Yeah, it's implausible. Maybe not impossible, but definitely implausible. Unlikely might be a good description.
Yes.
Unlikely, but not quite. But the fact that none of this is in English, but you know what they're saying.
Oh, of course.
You know, you can tell what they're saying because they're covering all of the Phineas and Ferb story tropes. Mm-hmm. Most of the fun of this episode is watching what it's like you're matching what they're saying to the expected story beats from every other episode.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you've got, you know, you're in charge, you know, or, you know, what you doing, or where's Perry? And there's all these story beats that you know are going to be there. And even though it's not English, it's still, you know, completely understandable.
Yeah.
I think the only part I didn't understand was when Candace went to go talk to mom in with the hairdresser, and the hairdresser was like, wah, 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 wah. And I was like, oh man, I should know what he's saying. I should understand this. And it had to be loose translation was something like, she always that high strung, you know, and, oh my God, she's always high strung, you know, or something like that, something to that effect. But I wasn't sure what it was.
Awa?
Ni can talk laka waka.
Can talk enthusalaka.
Can talk bunkalaka.
How can you not get that? Wow. Okay. So the hairdresser is Bobby from Love Handle, obviously.
Yeah.
He says, can talk enthusalaka. Enthusiastic. And then Mog says, can't talk bunkalunka. Now, I don't know what bunkalunka is, but I got enthusalaka.
So she's a little high strung. It's like, oh, you don't know that half of
it. Yeah, kind of thing.
Yeah. it kind of, but again, the rest of the episode, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, I know exactly what they're saying because they always say the same thing. And Doofenshmirtz, even when, even when he starts to monologue a little bit, it's like, oh, I know exactly what he's talking about.
Oh, I don't, I remember this, but I don't remember this. But did you know that Carlos Alzaraki is the voice of Bobby? I did not remember that off the top of my head.
Bobby. Which one's Bobby?
The hairdresser. Love handle.
Oh.
The guy in the white Bobby. Hair. Yeah. Bobby yeah. Fabulous. No, yeah.
I'm not entirely sure who that guy is.
Yeah, Carlos Alzaraki. He's done various voiceovers and other things. I've seen him on numerous things. Rocco's Modern Life. Oh, he was Rocco from Rocco's Modern Life. That's right.
Oh. That's funny.
Yeah.
He's, I just assumed he was like, you know, part of the Houseman.
No. He was a guest star.
Bowling with Soup just happened to be there, so they let the drummer, you know, do a few voice lines or something. You know, no, I wasn't sure who that was.
Yeah.
I like how Roger is the more evolved brother.
You know? Well, of course he would be.
It's like, he's comparing like
I just
Roger's
love
how, life to his life.
Yeah, like like Doof does it better than I can do it, but like it's like they needed to hire Tim Allen for grunt scale. Like
That's right. We need a grunt consultant to
That's
come
right.
in.
I think you're right. This was a bad idea.
No. This is starting to work. This is really good.
Really?
Yeah. Get up. Get out of the way. Give me the pen. So Finnebunk and Gerb have already invented the wheel, and they're getting ready to show their friends.
Ta-da!
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 Well, it is Disney, and Tim was Santa Claus. I mean, Scott Calvin.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I love
a big fan of Tim Allen. A lot of Tim Allen and Disney, you know?
Yeah.
I think he sold his soul a long time ago.
I don't know. Galaxy Quest was pretty good.
You know, there are those who would say that Galaxy Quest was the best Star Wars, or the best Star Trek movie.
Star Trek movie, yeah.
Yeah.
But yes, well, Tri-Stone area. Go ahead, what?
I was going to say, we got the Disney Plus, so we've been watching Star Wars, like a lot of it.
Yes, I'm watching through Clone Wars season. I'm at season one episode whatever right now, and I'm really digging
it. Kidding.
Yeah, no, I'd never
really?
Seen... I've
You like Clone Wars? I find that surprising.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Why?
Well, I don't know. Because you... I remember your reaction to Transformers Animated, you know, initially.
Look,
and you were like, it's cartoony, it's going to be bullshit, you know. And once you actually saw it, you liked it, granted.
Right,
but,
and I came around and...
The Clone starts very cartoony. It's like it takes a while for it to get its stride, and then each it's kind of like Beast Machines or Beast Wars. Every season, right, the animation gets better and better and better till by the time you get to, you know, season five, season six, it's most of it you would swear it was just live action, except it's a little stylized. The characters are stylized.
Yeah.
But the environments, the ships, they're beautiful. I mean, amazing.
That's the thing. Like, I never was able to get the Clone Wars DVDs. I never was going to watch it. I actually hate watching cartoons on television currently, because unless I can control it, unless I can stream it, unless I can stop in the middle of an episode and come back to it, kind of a thing,
yeah.
Like... I want the control, and that's why I love having Disney Plus, Netflix, Hulu, whatever it is, whatever content I plan on watching, you know, as long as I'm paying for the content, I want it ad-free, and I want it to the point of where I can watch it whenever I want. I never, ever said it. Like, the difference between the Clone Wars that is more stylized, as you say, and the more cartoony version. The cartoony version to me was Tartakovsky's Clone Wars, was the one before the one that Disney was doing. So, because that was Cartoon Network. That was
a cartoon.
Yeah.
It wasn't computer animated. It was literally a cartoon.
Right, right, exactly. Right. So, that to me is more cartoony, but I just started watching this one, and I'm like, wow, everything looks great. The backgrounds, the soundtrack to it is amazing, the characters are great, and I know some people, because we watched, and we recorded, it'll actually be out on Christmas, we recorded the Star Wars holiday special, Steve, myself, and Doug.
Wow.
Everybody is saying that Disney snubbed Mark Hamill in the Lego holiday special, and I'm like, no, they didn't. Maybe he wasn't available, and plus they've been using this other guy for the Lego stuff for the longest time. Well, anyway.
Phineas I didn't Ferb. Watch the... I saw the holiday special. I haven't watched it yet.
Well, go watch it. Not right now, but when we're done with this.
Anyway. Moving right along. Sorry I brought it up. I was going to say, really interested in season 7 of Clone Wars, because that's brand new with Disney Plus, and I haven't had a chance to see it yet. But to digress.
Where the hell are we in this podcast? I don't even know. Are we still talking about Tri-Star Area?
Yeah, I was going to talk about the Stickinator.
Oh, okay. Talk about the Stickinator then.
Well, it's funny because the Stickinator, you know, they don't actually call it a Stickinator. They don't call it a stick. I don't think the word innator is used. And the word stickinator is in the wiki, I think. In the description, let's say. But it wasn't at all obvious. And I found myself wishing that Finnegronk and Gerb would invent a new language.
Which they did, and you know, I think it was obvious when he grunted and pointed at it, like that.
Well,
but, yeah,
I didn't get Stickinator from that, but yeah, I mean, the end was very, you know, it's like it was directed by Shyamalan. Because the twist, I liked the Candace discovers fire.
Yeah. Can't talk mega foomfa.
Foomfu. Foomfu.
No, it's Kantok Mega Foomfa.
Ding, 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 ding!
Oh, nay, Mog.
May Finnebunk. May Gerb.
Nay!
Wow. Kantok Mega Foomfa.
Foomfa? Kantok Maka Foomfa.
Ah, Kantok Maka Foomfa. Kantok and Chaka.
Was it Floomfa?
Yeah, it's Foomfa.
Foomfa. Of course it is. Yeah. and one, the other story beat that I liked was Doofenshmirtz. He's like, I can't do it. He's like, Bunkagaw? And then he puts his head on and he goes, Bunka de Bunkagaw?
Uh-huh.
I laughed so hard. Because, again, you're waiting for each story beat. And is that a platypus? Why is there a platypus? Perry the platypus. So funny. It's so funny. But I mean, Perry has nothing to do with Doofenshmirtz's downfall this time. In fact, Perry never even got out of the trap.
Nope.
Yeah. I mean, normally he'd escape and punch Doof in the nose and thwart his plans and destroy his nader. But in this case, he never got out of the trap, which, again, is kind of thumbing your nose at tradition. But honestly, breaking out of the trap, punching Doofenshmirtz in the nose, and destroying his nader usually have no vocal cues at all. There's no words involved, so they didn't find that as important to do.
And I mean, really, what are you going to do? Break the stick in half so you have two sticks? So, like, destroying the stickinator isn't the thing here. It's, it's just Doof being run off by the elephants.
Yeah.
And besides, his whole tower. Yeah, like, He thought the elephant was just going to run forward, not turn around and face the guy that's poking him in the ass.
Yeah. He's like, did you just poke me in the ass with a stick? Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Yes, you did. Perry's like, I'm going to break out of this cage. I'm going to punch you in the nose. I'm going to shove the stickinator right up your badonkadonk. But that did not happen.
Yeah.
Good times, though.
Good times.
They had a twist at the end. They invented a new language. You know, they sang Gitchy Gitchy Goo in caveman talk, which was funny. But the whole thing, though, I mean, would not have been nearly as cool if we didn't have the Povenmire and Marsh bits.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that was so cool.
Those were awesome, yeah.
Very much so. All right, we are going to head on over to Doof Dynasty. Oh, Lord. Can you imagine Dr. Doofenshmirtz on Dynasty? Oh, boy.
Oh, nuts! I'm standing on Baljeet's shoulders, and I still can't see anything.
This is not how it works!
Relax, everyone. Firm and I devised a solution. Hop on.
Phineas and Ferb, with technology that's slightly more advanced than what we have today. Mom, you're doing it again.
It helps my arches.
Look, guys, it's Regent Monogram, and that girl must be Princess Isabella.
I thought it was like one of those ducting shows of references.
Well, probably, but my first thought is the 70s and 80s soap opera Dynasty.
Yeah, my brain didn't go there, but okay. Oh, wait a minute. You know, because this is China, so the Ming Dynasty.
Yep.
Yeah, things like that. That makes more sense. It just occurred to me that's what they meant. Never mind. Had nothing to do with ducks.
Quack, 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 quack! Mr. Ducksworth. Quack, 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 quack,
Gordon,
quack! Stop quack, quack, quack! Quack, quack, quack! Quack, 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 quack! Quack, 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 quack!
Now that we have all of our ducks in a row. Can move on.
Yeah, I never cared for that show or those people, but whatever.
Well, you know, for me it was more of a pop culture reference. It's like I never actually watched it or cared about it, I didn't think it was all that culturally relevant, but they keep popping up everywhere. So it's like you with Jake, you know, I know yeah. who Jake is.
Yeah.
You know? I never watched the show.
Yeah. In ancient feudal China, Princess Isabella is part ruler and Master Perry has given up the way of the warrior. After Phineas and Ferb witnessed Doofus Khan capture the princess and take her as a prisoner, they track down Master Perry and convince him to teach them his warrior ways so they can rescue Princess Isabella and save China. Okay, then. First things first. Remains of the Platypus. I love that song.
The what?
The song.
Remains of the Platypus?
Well, I'm getting it. The Way of the Platypus, I should say.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
At least you can train us to do it ourselves.
Here's some of the specific things you can look forward to in your workout.
You're gonna run up a ramp for 2 buckets of water. Swing over mud for some reason. At some point you'll drop to your knees when it's raining. And look up into the sky. You'll stand on a post with your arms out. Oh, hey, the flowers are way out of season. You'll fly to a swamp planet, meet a little green man, and move big heavy things with your mind.
You are.
platypus. It's the way of the platypus.
Platypus Joe. Exactly. Yeah.
It's very Miyagi.
That was a fun montage.
Yes, it was.
It was a very nice kung fu training montage. And if you watch a lot of like old kung fu movies, you'll see where that comes from.
Yep. Absolutely.
It was just a lot of fun. I liked it.
Yeah.
China in 1542, feudal China. And I thought it was interesting that they would pair together two episodes that are set in the past, various distances in the past. Mm-hmm. What I didn't like, what I thought was short-sighted in this episode, is that it's very whitewashed, you know? It's kind of like the live-action version of the last Avatar, or the,
right,
you know,
yeah,
with Aang. Like how they use Scarlett Johansson in Ghost in the Shell. It's like, I don't want to say that I feel like the characters should have been, you know, Asianized, but maybe they did. You know, I feel like if you're going to use an Asian setting, it's not like Phineas and Ferb visit China. It's Asian characters in 1542.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they should have made, I don't know, maybe they should have made them look a little more Asian. Everybody should have been Asian rather than just like Isabella, you know, as a princess.
Yeah, I don't know how they could have pulled that off, though.
You know, how I think about it, it's like, it's a cartoon, dumbass. Yeah, I get it, but I think there's a problem with whitewashing.
True. I agree.
Yeah, maybe I'm out of line here, but I'm just like, and maybe this wasn't such a good topic to pick for an episode. I mean, you know, they're not exactly jumping the shark yet. There's another season yet.
True. Yeah, they have plenty of jumping the shark moments still ahead of them.
Yeah, it gets pretty silly, but... You know, here they're trying to be creative, and I dig it. I understand, but I'm not sure if it's culturally sensitive, let's say.
I mean, so here's the thing. Like, it came in, when did this air? 2012, I think.
Hey, that's private!
It aired in 2012. The funny thing is most people now on Twitter and Facebook and whatever else are demanding the cancellation of shows. I don't ever remember back in 2012 anybody demanding the cancellation of Phineas and Ferb.
No.
I could be wrong, though. I don't know.
I don't think those people are the audience that Disney was shooting for at the time, you know?
Probably not.
Yeah, definitely not. And honestly, I think I would have been rather... aggravated with people if they would have called for the canceling of a beloved children's show because, you know, one episode used white kids in a feudal China.
Yeah.
It's like, but it's a cartoon, you know? You got that squinty, you know, Thor look. You're like, but really? Really? One of the things I did like about this is, you know, the backgrounds. They did this weird painted, splotchy. I'm not sure if that's like traditional Chinese, paint or paint medium, but it ended up being a more prettier episode.
Right, yeah.
Much nicer than the usual backgrounds. I mean, there's very little triangles involved, you know?
Except for Phineas's head.
Except for... And again, if he was Asian, he wouldn't have that.
True.
But, yeah.
His head would look more like Isabella's. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
That was kind of wrong. Oh. Doofus Khan's multi-level yurt. Doofus Khan's multi-level yurt.
Yeah,
Doofus Khan. That was funny. Yeah. Have you ever been in a yurt?
No.
No, I've been in a yurt before. It's kind of neat.
I don't think I could fit in a yurt.
You could. Yurts are pretty good size.
No. I can barely fit in a two-bedroom apartment, let alone a yurt.
You'd be surprised. I mean, a yurt is probably, the one I was in is probably about a little bit bigger than my office. That's good size. It's about, 20 foot by 15 foot, roughly. And it's round. So, I mean, you don't have any corners.
Well, as long as it's as round as I am, then sure, maybe I'll fit, but I highly doubt it.
I'll make one with a double door. You'd be fine.
Oh, Lord. What else you got for this one?
Yeah. The Unclimbable Mountain of Unclimbableness, named by the redundant author of Redundancies.
Yep.
I honestly thought that joke went a little too far. It kind of drug that out a little too much.
Yeah, a little bit.
I like that we can't see other people's flashbacks.
Yeah, I like that too.
That's kind of a recurring joke. I hope they still do that, at the end of the season. They're fluttering again.
What made you give up the life of a warrior hero? What's he doing?
That's a ripple dissolve. He must be having a flashback.
Does he know we can't see it? Should we give him some privacy? I don't know the protocol for flashbacks.
Yeah.
You know I can't see that, right? Yeah. And Kaiju. Terracotta warrior versus a giant dragon. Yeah. And he says, they would love this in Japan.
Oh, Lord.
That might have been the only good joke in the whole episode.
Yeah. And the only thing I can think of, which I'll probably end up putting right here most likely, is...
Run! It's Godzilla!
It looks like Godzilla, but due to international copyright laws, it's not.
Still, we should run like it is Godzilla!
Though it isn't.
That scene from Austin Powers and Goldmember. Look, it's Godzilla! No, it's not. Due to international copyright law, it's not. But we should still run like it is Godzilla. Though it isn't.
Though it isn't. Exactly. We should still run like it is, but it isn't.
Yeah.
It's funny. Yeah. I'm torn though as far as the what ranking I would give it, but we can talk about that momentarily.
Yes. I don't know. I guess we'll go to break, come back and talk about the rankings after this then.
DeCian, the superhero webcomic. DeCian's got superhero antics and sexy girls. For action, comedy, mayhem, and more, read it now at DeCian.com. DASIEN.com.
Well, I am shocked and dismayed. Well, now you can't be both. You be shocked, I'll be dismayed.
Coming in 2016, Steve Megachon and myself, TF2 and Mike, bring you a brand new TV review show. Welcome to Podcaster Meets World. That's right. We're launching a Boy and Girl Meets World review podcast here on the GCRN. It'll take us 70 episodes of the podcast to review all 158 episodes of Boy Meets World. After that, we will tackle Girl Meets World. You can find Podcaster Meets World on GeekCastRadio.com and iTunes starting late summer, early fall 2016. So come on and walk through the world with us.
I love the TV call.
Do you like retro cartoons? Then Saturday Morning Rewind is the podcast for you. Join them each month as they talk about classic cartoons and interview legendary voice actors like Jim Cummings.
I am the terror that flaps in the night.
Corey Burton.
Sometimes toys can be so funny.
Rob Paulsen.
Sure, Vane, but we're gonna find chaps our size.
Nancy Cartwright and many more.
Eat my shorts.
So grab a bowl of Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
Put on your hammer pants. Go to SaturdayMorningRewind.com and be prepared to feel like a kid again. Yeah! Once again, that's SaturdayMorningRewind.com. Saturday Morning Rewind was voted best podcast ever by its host, Tim Nidell. So it's gotta be good.
Because the world needs another movie podcast.
The GeekCast Radio Network presents for your listening pleasure, The Cinema Geek.
Hosted by Amanda, Kevin, Matt, and Dan.
Each week we dive headfirst in the landscape of movies as we discuss movie news, play movie games,
go in-depth on reviews,
and even have a top 10 countdown or two.
Also, don't miss our director retrospective series where we review noted directors' movies film by film. Bottom line is, if you love movies and love podcasts, you need to experience The Cinema Geeks.
You can find us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, or geekcastradio.com.
We are back, and it is time to rate these episodes. Tri-Stone Area, fives all around. We loved it.
Fives all around. Five for creativity. It was, it was just off the wall and unexpected and just a joy. And it was fun, you know, to see. It was fun to see Povenmire and Marsh in not live action. Right, photo animation.
Photo animation.
Live action. That's
it's not in the
live
budget.
Action's outside of the budget.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can only show us keyframes.
Yeah.
Due to budgetary constraints, but it just to see them and hear them talk and you get to see like who's in charge of this, who's actually bringing you these stories and even if it breaks the fourth wall a little bit and. On the one hand, it's like, well, don't they have enough story, you know, that they don't need Devin or Pottenmeyer and Marsh to go in there? But no, that's part of the appeal of this episode is that they are there and they're part of the story and they're bringing it all together. Just definitely a five. Really enjoyed that part.
Absolutely. And Doof Dynasty.
Doof Dynasty, you know, I didn't like that one as much, and I felt a little let down after how great the first episode was, or the first show of this episode. I'm torn. I kind of want to give it a 2 because it wasn't great. Beyond Scarlett Johansson. It just didn't hit all of the story beats. It was too much of a departure. And honestly, I think the only thing really saving it was the Kung Fu training montage, just because I love old Kung Fu movies.
Yeah. For me, it's the only reason why I'm giving it a 2 is because the song was so good. I love that song.
it was fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The song was fun. The episode, not so much.
Right. I will agree with that.
All right, folks. We're going to get the heck out of here. Thank you for joining us here on Palka. There are several ways to get in contact with us to leave feedback for the show. I think I mentioned in this episode earlier, you can email us feedback@geekcastradio.com. You can visit the website geekcastradio.com, leave us comments and all that good stuff on each of these episodes. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter. I am at TFG and Mike. You can cast radio for all the other network updates. What is your Twitter, sir?
Pecan CT Michael.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Palka and wish you'll join us next time when we will be giving you our thoughts on Phineas and Ferb Across the Second Dimension. That's right, the first Phineas and Ferb movie. For now, I'm TFG and Mike with
Michael Wilson.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.
Bunker to Bunker Clan.
I guess we should wait until tomorrow before we tell them about our new language.
Yes. Yes, we should.
All right, I'll buy that, but it still feels like it's missing something.
The song.
Okay, how about something like Zupa Deya, Zupa Deya?
Do it again.
Zupa Deya, Zupa Deya, Zupa Deya, Zupa Deya, Zupa Deya.
Chaka.
Say it again.
Aren't you a little young to be a podcaster?
No, I'm not. Aren't you a little old to be watching this cartoon show?
Yes, I am. It's good to see the nation's senior citizens taking an interest in cartooning.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I need a laugh at the holidays.